Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing this fine Thursday morning, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. It's a beautiful Thursday
Isn't it, morning. Though?
Yeah.
They all know.
They all know.
They all know it's not a beautiful Thursday morning.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It could be snowing, could be raining.
It was supposedly 60 degrees yesterday.
We're not world readers.
World readers, yeah.
I was going to say mind reader, but does the world have a mind?
Well, I think it does, collectively speaking.
Ooh, yeah. That's a whole other show.
That is a whole other show.
Hey, collective, what do you call that?
Thought.
Yeah, there's some other name for it. Mass consciousness.
Ooh.
Hey, consciousness show.
Okay. Uh-huh. Write that down.
Break that down.
Bring it down, baby.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What have you got?
Well, we got some good news for Windsor.
Yes, we do.
And it's just rumored, however, Ford may add a third shift to the Windsor Essex engine plant as early as May to keep up with demand for the Ford F-150, which is, I'm not exactly sure what they call that engine.
They call it a pickup truck.
No, the engines. There's a name for them. I got the engines from Chrysler in my head, which is Pentastar engine, but I know there was something. I'm not even going to think of it. What Ford is?
I know it's a 5-liter.
Yes. What Ford is officially telling us is if everything stays in place with projected sales, specifically along with the F-150, if we get our supply base issue in hand, we could be looking at a third shift of engine production in May. And that's going to be right here in Windsor, which would be amazing. There's a bunch of people on layoff, I know. And there's some people who I know personally who were laid off recently, and they just got called back. So we may even be hiring people at Ford's.
Did you mention how many people? About 150?
150 people may be added to the plant, and that would be 150 new people.
That's good news.
Yes.
What's bad news is McCain wanting airstrikes as soon as possible on Syria.
Kill them all!
That's what he's saying.
He's a nice man, isn't he?
It keeps him in business, doesn't it?
Well, he's a senator, and I'm sure he has a lot of his campaign contributions.
He's a psycho senator.
Psycho senator. That's the name. That's a
psycho senator. That's I know, that's pretty good.
Yeah. That's the name of the new Alice Cooper tune.
Wow, we're talking about laughter today on the show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do we talk about laughter? We talk about the origins of laughter, or what? Why do humans...
Probably no different than laughing about talking.
That's what you go to a comedy club for, right?
Ooh, comedy club, yes. In fact, we have coming up on the show, Kate Brindle. Comedian Kate Brindle from Michigan. Born in Dexter, Michigan, where Dexter. She says population of 72 people.
Now, is that a joke
she's telling? Have you been to Dexter?
Me? No, I've watched it, though.
Oh, okay.
It's a good show.
Isn't that Poindexter?
No, it's Dexter.
Oh, okay.
Big famous show with...
That's just what his teacher used to tell him. Poindexter.
Poindexter. What a name, eh? Dexter.
Actually, that's about 50 miles west of Poindexter.
Dexter's, yeah, of course. 50 miles, eh? That's not too long.
Or a guy that...
As the crow flies.
Never leaves his desk. He's a Dexter. just stays there.
Jeez. You're not going to a comedy club anytime soon.
I've had my little stint, though. Performed at the Yuck Yucks here.
You did? Yeah.
Yeah. Comedy duo.
You had a...
I'll show it to you sometime. It's on... I got it on videotape.
No time. Everything's on videotape that you do.
It is, pretty much, yeah.
Do you know where laughter comes from? Why humans laugh?
Where does it come from?
They say it's based on our primate... you know, whatever we have in this that is still belongs to the primate family. And if there was something that was happening within the forest where all the chimpanzees or monkeys or wherever, whatever other primate was happening, when there was an event coming, like a lion coming or something, they would all show their teeth and make a noise. Mm-hmm. So it was actually a fearful thing that was happening with all these primates in the trees. So it was a way of letting other people know that something is going on. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting that we as humans use it in a more of an intelligent way. We hear something or see something and we laugh.
We laugh intelligently.
Yeah, exactly. Well, whatever.
The more uncontrolled it is, though, the funner it is, the better it makes you feel.
Right, more spontaneous.
University of Maryland School of Medicine had a study that showed laughter helps blood vessels function better.
I think everything that you do makes blood vessels function.
I guess, better. As long as you're mobile in some way.
I think so, yeah. If you're having sex, your blood vessels will work better.
But I'm sure some things are better than others at doing that. So
sure.
You know.
Drinking booze, that's probably not good for your blood vessels.
Probably not.
The act of eating a greasy cheeseburger is not good for your blood vessels.
Well, the act of it is, but the consumption is not.
No.
And then there's this guy, Norman Cousins. You ever heard of Norman Cousins in the 70s? He was a writer for Saturday Review, wherever that was, but he was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and he theorized that if stress could worsen his condition, then there should be evidence that suggested that laughter should be able to, you know, reverse it, actually. Mm-hmm. Humor.
Right.
And so he went on to somehow prove that to some certain degree and write about it, I guess. So
that's kind of wacky that you would think that way. But I suppose when you're sick, you think wacky ways. You know what I mean? Because you can't do that with everything. Well, if I smoked, that's why I got lung cancer. If I quit smoking, it's not going to get rid of your lung cancer. Mm-hmm. It's going to still be there.
How about those churches of laughter?
Church of Laughter.
Church of Laughter, yeah.
Where do I join?
Somebody sent me a video once of one that I think was in Toronto, and you could go there, and it's a Church of Laughter.
That's the name of the club, right?
Church of Laughter? No, it was some kind of church.
You could.
But that's what it is, yeah.
You could drink there, though, right?
Oh, no, you can't drink there, no.
No.
It's a church. Bloody hell.
Church, come on.
And for those who are curious about Christianity but disillusioned by the institutional church, there's a novel solution, and that's drop the religion. So there's actually places that remove the religion from their, you know, churchification, so to speak, loosely. And it's all about laughing. So they have Christianity without religion, and they just laugh. But I guess that's, you know, Christians laughing. It's not just necessarily nobody. The churches of laughter always seem to be associated with church somehow, though,
and
which is odd.
They're not making jokes about Jesus, though, are they?
No jokes. I don't know, even know how they start laughing, actually, how they get going. Because you got to get going somehow. But then again, when one person laughs, and it's a domino effect.
It goes by the primate thing, back to
and
that.
And there's one good thing that's contagious, laughing.
That's one good contagious thing, yes.
That's one good contagious thing you got there. And yeah, and how about comedians themselves? I mean, we'll be talking to Kate Brindle in a little bit, but I have a list here that's from the Daily Top 10 and has the top apparent top 10.
Some guy made a list, or a bunch of people made a list.
Comedians, and it goes like this. And I don't know what order it's in. If it's in, it's in 10 to 1. So let's see what they have here. Sam Kinison. He's a pretty funny guy.
How about the guy at the top?
He had some kind of style. That's him.
No.
Oh, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
But that's just what do you call it? A
header image?
Yeah, something like that. A banner. And then Lenny Bruce.
A very misunderstood comedian.
Definitely. And this guy's classic, Rodney Dangerfield.
Take my wife. Please take my wife.
I don't get no respect.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, he was good. Yep. Good and clean.
Well liked by many, many people. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
He's a funny comedian. Yeah, he's always been funny, I guess, but I mean, he's you know, more so he's was funny at the time as a comedian. But we got to get through these things.
Yeah, I was just going to say that of the guys you mentioned so far, they broke new ground in stand-up comedy.
Yeah, these are like the top comedians of all time kind of thing, so that's why they're like, you know. And then there's Dave Chappelle, though. And
he's very funny as well.
He's funny, and he's, you know, not been around quite as long as some of them, I guess, but Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Richard Pryor, of course, number two, which is definitely a good place, you know, for him, I think, right sure. up at the top. And yeah. also George Carlin.
George Carlin, definitely one of the funnier men.
He's incredible, was incredible.
Yes.
He's amazing.
Stuff that he talked about, like you say, all these guys took comedy in a new direction, I think. Chris Rock, I don't know, not so much in my mind.
No, but I think some of these guys, they have some type of thing going for him, like a gimmick of some kind. And Chris Rock has that, you know, he's got some kind of special quality, you know what I mean, in his, the way he delivers comedy, I think, that sort of outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And then there's Eddie Murphy with his red leather suit on.
Him too, his laugh, you know, a bunch of things. He's got a brother too, eh? That does stand up. I'm pretty sure. Murphy?
Is that right?
Some other guy, Murphy, yeah. I think I've seen him and he looks just like him. So, you know, I think so.
But is he as funny?
No, definitely not as funny. And Kate Brindle coming right up here on The Morning Show.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Kate Brindle is a comedian and she's from Michigan. I had the chance to talk to her a little bit and also ask her about laughter as the best medicine. So hi, Kate. Welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
How long have you been doing stand-up and how did you get started?
I've been doing stand-up for about 8 years and I got started because I had a really boring job. Working in the news, actually, you would think it would be more exciting, but it was. And I like to challenge myself with things I've never done before, and so they were offering these classes for stand-up comedy, and I thought, you know, I would never do that in a million years. It seems terrifying. So, of course, I signed up, and I got hooked. Like, our final exam or final project, we had to do 5 minutes at an open mic, and I just, the minute I heard that first laugh, and I mean, granted, there weren't many of them. I got hooked. So, yes, I've been doing it ever since.
And have you also done some acting? I read that you studied at NYU.
I have, yeah. I was actually a theater major in New York, and I did a lot of acting while I was out there. I still do a little bit, not quite as much. Mostly it's just little local commercials around Detroit. I haven't done theater in quite a while, ever since I started doing stand-up. So, I mean, it was kind of a natural transition, you know, being on stage, but I know with theater, there's that whole cast feel, you know, and I mean, if they don't like it, well, number one, you don't know right away because, you know, they don't have that instant laughter. And number two, there's other people with you up on stage to kind of take the bullet. Whereas stand-up, you know instantly whether they like you or it's just you up there. But on the other hand, you kind of get all the glory if they do like you. So
right.
They're similar, but I would say stand-up is more of a rush on that level.
Now, you make people laugh. How easy is it for someone to make you laugh?
You know, I would say pretty easy. Like, I know a lot of comics get kind of jaded, you know, after they've seen so much stand-up, but I love to laugh. I love the act of it. I'm a pretty silly person, I would say, and so I kind of look for excuses to laugh, so sometimes I even laugh inappropriately, you know, like if somebody falls down or something. I hate to admit it, but yeah, so I would say I'm pretty quick to laugh, and I enjoy it.
From experience, are there certain subjects that can usually make most anyone laugh?
I think so. I think that things, and that's one thing, I try to talk about things that everybody can relate to, you know. I think observational comedy usually makes everybody laugh because, you know, you do a joke and a lot of times people are like, oh yeah, I've seen that, you know, and they kind of identify with you on that level. I talk a lot about my family and having to, you know, after being in New York City, coming back to Michigan to pursue stand-up comedy, you'd think it'd be the opposite, but actually it's a lot cheaper to live in Michigan. And so I moved back, actually moved back in with my family in the middle of nowhere. So I talk about that a fair amount. And, everybody has struggles with their family. So I think everybody can relate to that. Dating and relationships, at some point, someone's probably gone through a breakup or they're currently experiencing, some issues with their partner. So I think people can relate on those levels. So I try to talk about those types of things.
I know you've heard probably the saying, laughter is the best medicine. What do you think about that saying? And have you maybe seen laughter help someone in that way?
I think that is so true. In fact, there was recently, and maybe you're going to talk about it, there was an article, I think about a year ago, in the New York Times. It was actually a scientific study saying that laughter, actually the physical response, not just like the intellectual feeling that you get from getting a joke, but the physical response of laughing is a stress reliever and puts people in a better mood. And so I think so, definitely. I remember when I first started out, I was doing a show in Erie, Pennsylvania, and there was a man who came up and he had tears in his eyes. And, at the time I thought, I'm just kind of having some fun and telling little silly jokes. But he came up and he just said that he, had a really stressful day. His wife was really sick. He was an older man. And that for a moment, for like an hour and a half that he was at the show, he was able to get his mind off of all of that. And he thanked us for that. And that was really touching to me because I think that's true. I think that, as comedians or people involved in making people laugh, it is. I think that's our responsibility to take people out of their element, take them out of whatever they're going through, and just kind of bring them in and allow them to have that response, allow them to just not worry about their day, but just kind of be in the moment and laugh. So I absolutely think that laughter is the best medicine, and there's a lot of truth to that.
March 10th, you're going to be at Big League Comedy, which is on our side of the border here, London, Ontario. And then March 15th at Soaring Eagle Casino, Mount Pleasant.
And actually March 16th, I'm doing a show called Laugh Fest. And it's actually a fundraiser for Gilda's Club. And the whole premise of the show is exactly that laughter, really is the best medicine. And Gilda's Club was named in honor of Gilda Radner. And it's basically a free cancer support community. And so all the proceeds, it's actually a week-long festival. I think it starts at the end of this week.
And where's that at?
Go to that. That is in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
Which is, not too far. Mm-hmm. From the Detroit, Windsor area. So if people want more information about that, they can go to laughfestgr.org.
Do you plan on releasing a CD or DVD at all in the near future?
I would love to. I don't have any immediate plans, but I'm kind of getting to the point where I'd like to have my act recorded in a way that, I could share with people. And especially, as I've traveled around the country and traveled around Canada a little bit, I've met people who I'd love to share it with who might, I was actually did a comedy festival a couple years ago in Saskatoon, and I haven't been back since then. And, so I'd love to share that with people who might not be able to see my act live, but might be interested in, hearing my jokes.
And where can listeners find more information on you and your schedule?
They can go to my website, which is katebrendel.com, and I've got a link to my Facebook, my Twitter, my schedule, all that stuff.
All right, Kate, thanks for being on the morning show and safe travels.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
By the stories that Kate shares, laughter definitely is the best medicine. Check out katebrendel.com for more information on Kate.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
All right, for Morning Music Mayhem.
That's it, isn't it?
That's it?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, for Morning Music Mayhem, we have Laugh Kills Lonesome by Michael Nesmith.
Someone must have cracked it. so painted it, why it looks so fine. Laugh kills lonesome every single time.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
That is right.
Sure.
Tech Talk, you got a new gadget recently?
I bought a new gadget. There's a couple gadgets like this on the market that turn your smartphone into a universal remote. You can go buy a...
Means you can use it anywhere in the universe.
That's right. Jupiter, Mars, Aurora Borealis.
Earth.
Or Earth. And if you are
Sarah
on Earth,
Borealis.
Sarah. Sarah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Write you a love song.
Are you?
I ain't gonna.
Oh.
Because you asked for it.
All right.
Today.
Yeah, there's a couple doodads you can attach to your smartphone that allow you to turn your smartphone into a TV remote or a remote for all your stuff that's in your entertainment center, whether it be a DVD player
or anything infrared, right?
Anything that has an infrared remote, it'll try to hook up to. And there was two that I saw just yesterday at the Apple store. Was Vumote is one of them, and that's a little dongle that's very small, easy to lose. And the other one is by Griffin, and it's called Beacon, and it is also Bluetooth. And or I should say also Bluetooth. The Vumote is not Bluetooth. The Beacon is Bluetooth. So it's just a little unit. You put it anywhere in your living room. Make sure it's facing all your stuff.
Which is the one you got.
Yeah, I got the Beacon. Yep. Yeah. And you pair it with your smartphone. Mm-hmm. And you then have to download the app.
So and it's not just for iPhone or anything. It's
I think Digit is the name of the company that Griffin uses to... for the interface of their app. So I believe there's an Android version iPhone version. Mm-hmm. So as far as BlackBerry or Windows Phone or anything like that, I'm not sure. But it'll work on both of those platforms. And so you download the app, and once you're paired with the Beacon, you can change the volume, change the channel, you know, anything else you could normally do on your remote. It's just like going to the store and buying a universal remote, except you didn't buy one. And it's very, not customizable, but it's very well laid out as far as remotes go. And it's something that's in your hand that you're used to using anyway. So I've only used it for a day, and it seems flawless. The setup was relatively easy. You basically tell it what you're want to control, whether it's a TV or a DVD player or your home theater. Or
verbally? Theater. Control my TV.
No, it says add a device, and then it says what kind of device you're adding, and then you tell it the brand name of that.
Oh, okay.
And there's there's two ways it can do it. You can say, I want to use a remote wizard, and then it just gives you a list of remotes to choose from. Try this one, try this one, try this one, try this one. And so you just the best thing to do is use the power button. Mm-hmm. And if the power button doesn't turn the thing off, well, then never mind. But I did find that the one that worked with my television to get the guide to come up, I have a satellite TV, to get the guide to come up, you can't just tap it. You have to actually hold it. And but when you do tap it, any of the buttons, you get a little lightning bolt comes up on the app, letting you know that it has sent a signal to the beacon. Mm-hmm. But with the guide, it seemed like I had to actually hold it for a second, mm-hmm. as opposed to just tapping, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that was $60, $59.99 online, I think you can get it. That's the Griffin Beacon.
So would somebody search for these smartphone television remote for
Universal
the various
remote.
Ones? Universal remote?
Yep. Smartphone universal remote. If you were to Google that, you'd find exactly what you're looking for, I believe.
Right. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I think they have them at Amazon as well.
I'll take these 2 seconds to mention that for anybody that knows of my band, Wicked Angel, first public interview in like over 25 years.
And who'd you give the interview to?
A show called Behind the Microphone. You can check that out at wickedangel.ca actually and find out where and when that airs. It's going to be a big two-parter because we have a bass player from BC on too.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
What you quipping about?
This quote that I have is one of my favorites about laughter, and it's from Uncle Milty.
Milton Berle,
another fine comedian from way back when.
Way back. Was he a stand-up guy, do you know?
I'm going to say that he was probably on shows and stuff like that and did stand-up. Whether he actually traveled around and did stand-up comedy, I'm not sure, but I know he was in a lot of films and stuff. But I think, like, you know, when he was on, probably did some kind of a, you know, when he was on television programs, like, yeah. And would stand up and I'm not sure, 100% sure though.
I'm trying to think of it. Did he ever play like Johnny Carson or anything like that?
Yeah, those kind of, that's what I'm thinking that he might have did some stand-up.
Because if he was on
Carson,
but he was in Vegas. Odds are.
We'll have to check that out on the only worldly reliable source. That's YouTube.
That's right. What did Milton?
Not to be confused with the other big reliable source, Wikipedia.
What about the Google?
They won't have... Oh, Google, yeah. The Google. Anyway, this is from Uncle Milty, and it's, laughter is an instant vacation. What do you think he meant by that?
It's not
too
deep.
There we go, laughing.
It's not too deep, but...
Not to be confused with the show, laughing.
That was another really funny show.
Had a lot of funny people on it. We're out of here.
We got no more time. Go. All right, thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See you next week.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.